you have trouble paying attention? Most of us do. And in a time of social media and always-on communications, it seems like the problem is getting worse. Here to help is Christian Madsberg, author of Look, How to Pay Attention in a Distracted World. Christian is a philosopher and entrepreneur, and he joins us now to share five of his key insights.
Hi, my name is Christian Madsberg, and I'm a professional observer. I spent the last two decades helping leaders at the world's most powerful companies and organizations learn to observe their customers, employees, constituents, and patients. Most of the people I help come to me with a common experience of languishing, of feeling stuck. Their day seems relentlessly busy, and yet they rarely feel that they have arrived at any meaningful insights about why they're doing what they're doing. I think this is, in many ways, because our lives are filled with too much abstraction. Whether we are looking at life through our screens, Excel spreadsheets, or from offices and skyscrapers, far removed from the action, it's become increasingly difficult for us to directly observe our world. This leaves us feeling distracted and burned out. In my new book, Look, I offer up a solution. We need to learn to pay attention way better. Attention is the antidote to all our contemporary experience of languishing, distraction, and burnout. Here are five key insights to help you. Insight number one, learning to pay attention is a skill. We don't expect to sit down at the piano and immediately know how to play Beethoven. So why do we think we can walk straight into high-stakes meetings or at an event of great consequence and intuitively understand what to pay attention to and why? Most of us just don't. We only pay attention when we absolutely have to. If we've got any hope of mastering and understanding how to pay attention, we need to begin by describing it accurately. This is our first challenge. We assume that attention is just about focus. The reality is that there are three forms of attention, and focus plays a very small role. Insight number two. The first form of attention is panoptic attention. Now, panoptic attention is ordinary and everyday. Think about when you open your door and walk down the street. What do you perceive? You might see a group of children heading to school, shoppers, cars in traffic, or a large truck coming down the road. You probably don't pay careful attention to the exact color of this truck, or year and make. Instead, your perception takes in the entire social context of what you're seeing. You've seen this before, a street scene, and an understanding of truck suddenly snaps into place. This is what I call panoptic attention. You don't need to cultivate panoptic attention, and most of the time, you might even not be aware of it. Panoptic attention is how most of us move through and perceive the world on any ordinary day. Insight number three, the second form of attention is focus. This way of paying attention is about zooming in with focus. Let's use my example of walking down the street again. If that same truck is approaching and you need to know its make and model, you will focus your attention to figure out whether it's a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or an electric van from Rivian. This is the same kind of focus we use on any activity that requires us to put our spotlight of attention on a task. It's what we ask our children to do when we say, pay attention. When we take a standardized test, for example, we use focus. When we look through a microscope, we focus on what is underneath that magnifying lens. We assume that when we're distracted, it is because we lack focus. According to the most accurate philosophy I know, this is incorrect. The reality is that focus plays a very small role when it comes to combating distraction. Harnessing our power of attention requires a third form, and I call that hyper-reflection. Insight number four. The third form of attention is hyper-reflection. Hyper-reflection is the main subject of my book. It is paying attention to how other people pay attention. To see yourself seeing, and in turn, to see how other people see. Hyper-reflection is a meta-skill that allows us to observe how other people make sense of their world and move through life. Great journalists, ethnographers, and master artists exemplify hyper-reflection at its best. They pay attention to what people say and do and interpret others' behavior for the rest of us. If each of us learn this attention skill, we start seeing human behavior in structured but highly empathetic ways. we start to understand other people better. And even more important, we can arrive at insights about why this behavior is happening. Let me give you an example of what this might look like in practice. Insight number 5, hyperreflection with the Ford F-150. When I work with the Ford Motor Company in its effort to transform the world's most popular truck, the F-150, into an electric vehicle, we could easily have ended our attention with focus. There was plenty to focus in on, everything from the vehicle's engineer's passion for the design and mechanics to the experience of devoted truck drivers living all across North America. Not only is the F-150 an icon of American culture, it's also been keeping the lights on in Detroit for many years. Any tweak in the wrong direction would have consequences that could roil the entire industry, not to mention threaten and take down the Ford Motor Company. The amounts of data involved in a project like that can be distracting, and it became clear to us that focus was not the solution. Instead, we needed to understand how the F-150 drivers related to electric vehicle concepts like the environment and climate change. We don't all agree on those concepts, and we wanted to know how do users of trucks relate to nature and the environment. How could we help the company pay attention not to what either the drivers or the engineers were telling us, but to the greater context of how people related to their trucks? What was the difference for them between the outdoors and the environment? How could we see, like really see, what the F-150 drivers were seeing? While the drivers were not opposed to electric, they also weren't motivated by a truck based on abstract data measuring CO2 emissions. They needed to know that their trucks would work for them in everyday context, bringing them to an off-the-grid campsite, for instance, or helping them haul a boat for the weekend of fishing with their family. In this way, the F-150 drivers considered themselves conservationists and stewards of the environment. They just needed their truck to deliver on the practical demands of rugged, low-density living and not on greenhouse gas metrics. Hyperreflection, paying attention to what other people see, revealed the possibility for the transformation of North America's best-selling vehicle. We could make it electric. It would be framed not as better for the environment, in abstract sense, but as a truck that was the first in its class for practically living in the outdoors, in nature. In April of 2022, Ford released its F-150 Lightning, and it's been leading sales of EV trucks ever since. Now, when we start practicing hyper-reflection, observing others in their social context without prejudices or preconceptions, just looking and listening, the world shows up without abstraction. We observe it directly. This helps us prioritize what's important so distraction and languishing dissipate. And when you arrive at an insight, once you learn to see what is really there, it's a moment of thrill and wonder. I'd like to help you learn how to do it. That's what this book is about. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Thank you, Christian. That was Christian Madsberg with 5 big ideas from Look, How to Pay Attention in a Distracted World. You might also like our book bite and audio course for Attention Span, Finding Focus and Fighting Distraction by Gloria Mark. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.